Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint is a pastor living in Springfield, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled, We Are the Gentle Rain.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus appointed 72 other disciples whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we do celebrate the feast of St. Teresa of the Child Jesus, a young woman who was taken to the Lord after a life of profound penance and ministry to the church. One of the themes that emerges from her writings and her concern is how she might be of use to God and the world. She dedicated her prayer to ministers in the church for the conversion of sinners. She realized that the world is in great need of the love and mercy of Christ, and she saw herself as a minister of this love and mercy. The world is like a dry and barren land waiting to soak up gentle rain, and she was that gentle rain for her generation. Each one of us is also that gentle rain for our generation. We are the rain that Jesus wants to send forth to bring his grace to the world. But we might wonder if we're really ready to be used by God in his mission and purpose in this way. Do we have ears of faith to hear God's will for our life? Do we have eyes of faith to see the presence of God and a tongue to proclaim his goodness? So often we ask ourselves, what can I possibly do? What can I possibly do to further the kingdom of God? And the answer is quite easy. The first thing we do is we turn our attention to the Lord and let God send us. God knows the mission, and he has picked us for it. He knows what he wants us to harvest. We have but to be attentive, to be open, ready, and willing to serve. Our yes to his gentle promptings is a profound handing over of our spirit to God. I think St. Teresa knew this. And so she constantly said yes to a loving and gentle Father. Through her inspiration, through her intercession, may we find grace this day to say yes to the Master of the Harvest, to be open, to be a laborer for the harvest of God. May God bless us in our endeavor. May God see us to salvation.